With the Warriors taking a 2-0 lead to Cleveland in this NBA Finals series against the Cavs, I'm Lawrence Scott, and this Warrior Sound Review starts with Stephen Curry, who in Game 2 set an NBA Finals record with 9 three-pointers while leading all scorers with 33 points in the 122-103 win.
At the end of the day, it's all about trying to get a win and doing whatever you can to make that happen. I always say, like, if we focus on that, good things happen individually, all across the board. So I never woke up and was like, all right, let's go get 9 threes and get the record. It's more so just about playing the game the right way, having good intentions out there on the court, and good things happen. So pretty special night, and hopefully some more special things happen to get 2 more wins.
Klay Thompson joined Stephen at the podium in the postgame. Here's some of what he had to say.
Probably the one that stands out the most to probably all you guys and everyone in this arena when he was about 7 seconds on the clock and just kept going backwards. I don't know why, but
Curry's going to have to put it up, launches it up, shot clock. Oh, he knocks it down!
He just threw it up, and I don't think he had any chance of going in, but that was kind of like a dagger shot and just gave us all the momentum back. So I think we went up 14 points. So that was my favorite, and hit nothing but net, and that was just a very good sight to see.
Kevin Durant had 26 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists in Game 2, and afterward addressed the media in the locker room.
Katie, the Cavs have only lost one home game this entire playoffs, that first game against the Pacers. They're a completely different team at home. Yeah. What do you guys need to do in order to steal one, if not two, in Cleveland?
We got to come out with a sense of urgency to start the games. We know they're going to be playing with a lot of energy. Their crowd is going to be into it. Like you said, only lost one game, so they feel very, very confident in Cleveland. So we just got to come out there and stick to our game plan, keep playing hard, and we'll be fine.
That seemed to be the key tonight. You guys set the tone right away, just the energy level from the tip.
I think defensively we were in a good shape. We were in good shape to start the game, doing a good job of just making second and third efforts and better job of boxing out. I think the rebounds, offensive rebounds that they did grab this game, they weren't backbreaking like last game, but they still had double-digit offensive rebounds. We got to do a better job next game.
Finally, we listen in to Draymond Green, who joined the NBA TV Game Time crew from their set on the court at Oracle Arena.
Steve Kerr talked about before Game 2 about having a different approach defensively against LeBron James. Obviously, he had some numbers tonight, nearly a triple-double. What were you trying to do differently?
Just really play with some force. If you look at that, especially that first half of last game, he just went everywhere he wanted to go, and there was no force. He got to the hole. He got whatever jump shot he wanted. And then in the second half, there was more force, but you let a guy who's that great get into a rhythm, and it's nothing you can really do. From the start of the game, there was force into him, kind of trying to make him go where we wanted him to go. You're not always going to succeed, but if you play with that force over the course of 48 minutes, you end up better off than we did the first game.
Draymond, you guys had a great start. Talk about JaVale McGee. He came in the game. He had some good minutes in the third quarter. In game one, came out, starting lineup, his length. Just talk about JaVale and what he did, help you guys set the tone early on.
One thing Steve always talk about with JaVale is him bringing that burst to the floor. Him sprinting the floor, him being that lob threat at the rim. And he was that for us tonight. He really sprinted into screens, dives to the rim, got layups. And as him as a rim protector on the other side of the floor, it gives us, something that, we really don't have anywhere else. And, he played great minutes for us last game and this game as well.
Draymond, this is your fourth time playing this team and going against LeBron James. And I thought tonight earlier you guys gave him a couple of different looks. Sometimes you were trapped. Sometimes you wouldn't trap. Sometimes you would force him left. You brought a McGee up to block shots. Talk about how y'all went into 1-2-2 zone, 2-3 zones, or if I was seeing that, or if I'm not seeing what I thought I was seeing.
We didn't necessarily go into a zone. However, if you were playing great defense and shrinking the floor, it should look like a zone. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's what we really did. And LeBron is like a great quarterback. If you play against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and you play the same defense every time, they're eventually going to pick it apart. We gave him different looks tonight, just trying to keep him off balance. You give him a steady diet, he's going to pick you apart, and I think we were successful with it tonight.
You noticed that you're going up to 2-0. You're going to Cleveland. You probably realize that. And so you would think that...
That's how the series is scheduled, yeah.
In the back of your mind, you say, well, that game plan that they have hasn't worked yet.
What do you think you have to prepare for in game three? Because you know that there's going to be something different. What is the different thing that you guys may expect?
I think, you know, they'll try to get JR more involved, try to get Kyle Korver and those guys more involved. You know, we've been obviously good to have two home games to start off this series and go up 2-0, but those guys will play better at home. And I think we've given up some shots here these two games that we get those up, they're going to make them at home. So we got to make sure we come out locked in, trying to take everything away and not get them anything easy going into their home arena.
Defensively tonight, they were in extreme switch mode, on the ball, off the ball, everybody. And it seemed like it made for a lot of advantageous matchups for you guys. What did it mean for you offensively when you realized what they were doing?
We've kind of been facing that over the years now with teams switching everything. And I think the way Houston played us, the way they switched everything, it really got us ready for that. And that's pretty much what they're going to do. They're going to switch Tristan out. They're going to switch Kevin Love out. What we can't fall into is just ISOing. I think we did a great job tonight of continuing to move the ball. It'll eventually find who it needs to find. And, you know, that's been a key, you know, when teams started switching for us, and it's been a key in this series as well.
You know, Draymond, every night you are known for bringing the energy and the intensity. And, you know, for all of us watching, we kind of take it for granted. And the question I always want to ask you this, do you ever get tired? Do you ever not want to be that guy who's responsible for bringing the energy and the intensity, not only during the regular season, but during the playoffs? I mean, every single night you have to be on. And if you're not on, then there's a problem for this team. How much pressure is that for you from an energy and intensity standpoint, just to have that every single day?
It's a lot of pressure, you know, to bring that energy every night. And, you know, it gets a little tougher in the regular season.
Because some people, they can take off.
Absolutely.
You can't.
I can't. And when I do, it shows in our game.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of pressure, but nonetheless, I can't say that I ever get tired of it, because that is my role on this team. It's like, hey, Steph, you tired of shooting tonight? Like, you tired of scoring? No, you got to go score the ball. That's what you do for us. So,
yeah.
I enjoy it, you know, being that for this team. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a lot easier to get up in these playoff games than it is in the regular season.
Isn't it easier also because a lot of times you walk into the arena and you're the villain. You're the guy that everyone wants to point to be the villain. So then you're already engaged in that activity of getting the team up, because they're screaming things at you typically that they won't scream at Steph, Kevin, or Clay.
Absolutely. You know, when people make me out to be that villain, it's natural energy, because all of a sudden,
hey, welcome to the club, baby.
it's me against the world.
Right.
And I'm going down battling. I'm going down swinging if I'm going to go down. So it's natural energy. I definitely feed off that going into opposing crowds, opposing arenas, and their crowd is screaming and yelling and you suck and boo. I love that.
Draymond, you talk about roles, and certainly Steph's role is to shoot. And in this fourth quarter, he got hot. And some of those mismatches and some of those shots that he made, we're watching in the back in awe. And I'm just wondering, with the guys, do you guys watch that in awe, or is that just something you're accustomed to seeing throughout the season, practice, preseason? Is it just sort of like everyday occurrence for you guys?
Well, I think, number one, you're still in awe. No matter how much it happens, we're still in awe. But you're talking about a guy who we watch on a daily basis shoot half-court shots during warm-ups and probably make 3 to 4 a day. A guy who every week and a half, he makes a three-quarter court shot. Like, it's a guy who we've watched over and over. So
does he shoot like that in practice, those type of shots in practice the same way?
Absolutely. Right. And in his workouts, he shoots those shots. Now, it's kind of crazy, but right. I think he prepared that way, and right. He shows it in games for sure.
I also had David West hitting his first three since November. November.
That was a huge three for
it
us.
Was.
I think that was when David West hit that three, that was kind of a backbreaker, because they had made a run. I think they were down 8 at that point. And D. West hit that three. That was a backbreaker for us.
Now, you guys obviously gone in this situation before. First two games at home, going to Cleveland. You played this team before. You've been in this spot. What's going through your mind as you guys, you know, will fly there soon and prepare for game three? What will you talk about, you know, in terms of what needs to happen in terms of taking care of business for you guys?
Just how much better we need to be. You know, I think tonight we were – pretty good, but we can take that next step. And going on the road, you have to take that next step. And we got to go in and play with a lot more force. We got to take care of the ball. They'll feed off their crowd. And, man, it gets really loud in Cleveland. So, you know, we got to go locked in, make sure we're all on the same page, and just understand the force that they're going to come out with playing at home.
What was Coach's message to you guys after this game? You know, you won the game. You won it convincingly. But I'm sure there were some things that didn't go well for you that you didn't like in this game. What did he say that we need to work on, that you need to do A, B, C, D, and E?
He just, you know, talked about, you know, throughout the course of the game, especially there in that third quarter, we let them get loose. And we had a few bad turnovers that led to threes and dunks for them. So if we can take care of those things and understand that, and his number one thing is how much harder it's going to be. You know, everybody's going to say, oh, they're up 2-0, series over. It's going to get way harder for us going in there in game three, and he was really stressing that.
So I want to ask you this, because I went to three straight NBA finals. You went to
two.
And how does it feel in your fourth? I mean, from a mental fatigue standpoint, concentration standpoint, because I know my third one, right? You know, we were almost fried, and trying to get back for the fourth, I mean, by the time we got to the Eastern Conference Finals, we were just dead. How is this team able to sustain, compete, and also concentrate into this fourth year? Because I have no idea how that feels.
Well, I think, number one, Steve did a great job of managing minutes throughout the course of the season. He gave guys nights off. If guy had any type of little injury, he's like, nope, you're out. And I think, you know, that was great. And then just kind of trying to understand that this is our moment. You know, we're right in our moment and not taking it for granted, not thinking, oh, man, we're tired this year. We can get it back next year. You got to take advantage of it right now. And it definitely helps, you know, that you got different guys on different nights that can fill it up. You know, we don't have one guy who all season long we're going to and say, hey, man, we need you to go get 30.
Right.
The next, you know, another guy who we're like, you got to get 15 rebounds every night. Like, a lot of stuff is spread out on our team, and I think that helps keep us fresh throughout the course of the regular season and keep us from getting mentally fatigued.
So they can get a night off, but you can't.
I think it's a lot easier to bring energy than it is to knock down 9 threes every night.
Warriors-Cavs Game 3 is Wednesday night in Cleveland. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.